Today is October 3rd, 2017, and it's lesson number 20 called Bending the Elbows Over the Knees. So we always begin lying on your back, taking a moment to observe how you're lying on your back this morning. Observing those four dots or four points that we've brought into your awareness. Each dot, one behind each shoulder blade and then behind each buttock cheek. And then you connect the dots, which ends up making a rectangle. And as you're lying there, to really observe how this rectangle, this shape of your torso, which is your core, is resting on the floor. So if one dot or one shoulder blade or one side of your pelvis feels higher or lower, one side feels longer or shorter, or do things feel actually pretty even? And then from there, drawing some awareness to how we have these four sockets that I've been talking about, the two sockets for your shoulder blades, which comes out of the, in the way, the corners of the upper rectangle. And then your legs are coming out of the bottom line of the rectangle, right? And we've been working with understanding the difference between moving the actual joint and then moving the sockets. Remind me your name?
Mary.
So Mary, right, this rectangle houses, so to speak, the sockets. And the sockets can move around the joints as well as the joints can move. And a lot of people don't realize that. So most people are doing way too much movement inside the joint. So like it would be me like standing here and doing all this and doing nothing with my pelvis. Or if I do this, see, I'm now turning the sockets, the pelvis, around the joint. So just, you do it thousands of times a day, getting in and out of your car, right? That's turning this torso. Okay, so then from here, slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to observe the rolling of your head. Go slow and gentle to feel if there's any kind of tension today or restriction. And then as you bring your head back to the center, take another moment to observe your breath and breathing. And this is going to be real important throughout the whole lesson, is not to change your breath or breathing. What's important to realize is that you're inhaling and you're exhaling. And so even when we engage the core, you're still having an inhalation and an exhalation. Okay, so go ahead and bring both legs to stand. And let's just review briefly, tilting your pelvis from 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock. So that just means, Mary, you bring weight to flattening the lower back. That's enough. And then you come to sit on the tailbone even more and arch the lower back. And that's 6 o'clock. And then when you flatten that, we've been calling 12 o'clock. And just go back and forth, just feeling the quality of this movement today. Excellent. Okay. And then we're going to let that go. Straighten your legs and rest for a minute. So from here, we're going to come up to a sitting position. So you're going to come up to sit, and you're going to sit with your right leg bent and your left leg long. Okay? And you're going to place your right or your left hand next to you. So the right leg is bent, left leg is long. And you can use your right hand to just kind of rest itself here with your right leg, okay? And so the first movement you're gonna do is you're gonna just start to lift the left leg, and it's gonna feel like, oh, heavy, right? Because we're not quite using our core, okay? So as you continue to lift the left leg, you're gonna bring a little weight backwards. So think of exhaling and engaging your core. That's it. Excellent. Beautiful. And we're going to pause just to change legs. So let's straighten the right leg, bend the left, bring your right hand to the floor. And we're going to do the same thing to see if there's a difference. Is one leg from the get-go a little lighter? And again, to engage your core, you're exhaling, your trunk becomes tight as the leg goes up. Beautiful. Okay, and come back and rest on your back. So we'll do just small increments. It's amazing how heavy the legs can feel, right? You're going to see how much lighter they're going to get. Okay, so go ahead and come back up to sitting, and you're going to have your right leg long, the left leg bent, and you're going to lean on your right hand next to you. And this time, we're going to have you turn your face slightly to the right as if you were looking at your right shoulder. You're going to take your left hand and wrap it around the back of your head, so to speak, over the top and back, so that your left hand is with your right ear. Okay? And you're now going to bend forward, the opposite direction of what we just did. So instead of leaning back, you're going to bend forward. And you're thinking about that left elbow coming towards the right knee. And each time, thinking that you can bend a little bit closer. And there's the range of going to the inside of the knee, right on top of the knee, and then even potentially twisting the spine to the outside of the knee. So if the left elbow can slowly migrate over to the outside of that knee. And again, your right hand is just kind of on the floor here next to you to stabilize you. So you're bending forward, you're rounding your spine, dropping that elbow, dropping your head. Nice, Bonnie. Beautiful, Lynn. And then you come back up. And really think of rounding and lengthening your spine forward. That's it, Mary. And good, do that one more time. And then let's come back up. You still have your right hand next to you and place your left hand with your left knee. And let's go back to the previous movement, rounding and lifting your leg. Oh goodness, did it get lighter? Yeah? Not so much, Beck? No? Okay, then let's come back to the previous movement, turning your face, taking your arm, so really bending forward. Even if you need to bend your right knee a little bit, so the more that you take your back forward and you're bending over your hip joint, that's better, Becca. Really take that elbow down. Exhale. Good. Now you're going to add in that you're going to keep your arm and head the same. You're going to lift your right leg, bringing the right leg towards the elbow and the elbow towards the leg. So we're going to combine these two. And you do the movement as you exhale. Beautiful. Okay, rest on your back. Okay, let's go ahead and come up and change sides. So you're going to have your right knee bent this time, your left leg straight. You're going to bring your left hand next to you and just a couple times lift your leg. See what it's like. Okay. Now keeping the left leg down, you're going to turn your face towards your left shoulder. Your chin is towards the left shoulder. You're going to take your right arm and go over the top to get a hold of your left ear. And you're going to bend forward. And you're going to take this right elbow first to the inside of the left knee and then right over the top and then eventually adding a little twist to the spine, you try to have the elbow approach the outside of your knee. Each time coming up and then folding and rounding. Excellent. Come back up, bring your right hand to your right knee, and let's just lift the left leg now. Again, if it's just a tiny bit lighter, right? Good. And now we're going to turn your head again, bringing the right elbow and the left knee towards each other. That's the hardest movement. So the whole core is engaged. Okay, let it go. Rest on your backs. Whew, it's a lot of work, isn't it? Really rest. As you're lying on your back, resting, draw into your awareness, your hip joints, your rectangle. Okay, let's come up to sitting again. Let's bend your right knee. This time, instead of the right hand, you're going to come back to lean on the forearm. So that's from the elbow to your hand. Okay, you're going to turn your face once again to the right. You're going to wrap the right elbow around. Okay. Left elbow around. And now in this position, you're going to lift your left leg to approach the left elbow. And you're still doing a bend with the upper body. So you're really lifting the whole leg, rounding the whole back, thinking of your core being engaged to lift the leg, and your left elbow and your left knee approach each other, keeping your face turn to the right. Lift on the exhale. Lower as you inhale. Beautiful. Much better. Come all the way up, still holding on to your head. Coming back to the right hand. And now let's bend forward with your left elbow down to your left leg. So it's the opposite leg, right? Left elbow that what we did last time, your left leg. There you go. Left elbow, left leg. Left leg's the leg that's straight. Come back to the forearm and bring the left leg up to touch the left elbow. See if that's a little easier now. Round the back. Round. Excellent. And rest on your back. Okay, come on up, bend the left leg, right? And you're gonna lean on the left forearm, okay? You're gonna turn your head to the left and wrap the right elbow around, right? And you're just gonna start by lifting the right leg, bringing it towards the right elbow. Lift as you exhale. Lower on the inhale. Beautiful. Come all the way up back to sitting. So again, this is a little different than the first time. We were twisting more. So now you're bending your right elbow down to the right knee. So you're still bending forward now. So we're alternating the movements of lifting the leg, taking your pelvis and back backwards, and then folding yourself forwards. Come back to leaning on the forearm and bring the leg up again, the right leg, which is the long leg, touching the right elbow. Excellent. Let it go and rest on your backs. Okay, so from here, we're gonna weave in a little bit from last week, the last 2 weeks' lesson. So you're gonna start by bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing, right? And then you're going to bring your right leg into the air so your right foot is towards the ceiling. And you're gonna interlace your hands behind your head, right? That's it. And from here, you're first just going to keep your head down, resting on your hands, but we're going to add in, so your head is on your hands, right? But from here, you're going to start to make circles with that right leg, okay? So your foot is towards the ceiling, and you begin to make circles, not with just the foot, Jane. the whole leg inside the hip joint. And it doesn't have to be a circle. Okay, so you guys, the circle's on the ceiling. So you're making a circle. If you watch me with the arm, you're doing it inside the joint. But it doesn't have to be this huge, big circle to make it in the joint. Okay, I don't want it bigger than a saucer. Smaller, Jane, because it's too much work. So keep the leg up. See, you guys want to lower the leg. So do a circle more like here. See, that's harder. Okay. It's harder, right? You love going down here.
I do.
Right? So that's it. So it's a circle. And now change the direction.
That's really hard.
Yes, right? That's why you want to do it big. So it's really engaging your core. Okay, so now part two is you're going to lift your head. You're going to hold your head and shoulder blades in the air, engaging your core. So this is where you still breathe. So you lift on the exhale, but then you continue to take inhalation and exhalation with the head up. So you don't lower it back down. You hold it up. It's called suspending. And you can still breathe. And then you make your circles. And then we join the circus. And see, you laugh too. Beautiful. Change the direction just a little longer. Excellent. Let it go and let's rest. Hard.
I've been on a long trip in the ceiling.
Okay, so let's bend our legs again. This time bring the left leg to the ceiling. Interlace your hands in the non-habitual way behind your head. So left legs to the ceiling. And you're first going to just find the size of a saucer, making circles, but in the hip joint.
You have to think about the joint.
You have to think about the joint. And then change the direction. Beautiful. Pause. Now, think about it. You're going to lift your head. You're going to suspend it in the air on the exhale and then start your circles again. So you keep your head, your arms, and your shoulders up in the air. So your entire core. So interlace your hands. Hands behind your head. Never your neck. Never, ever, ever. Really lift and fold your elbows a little bit, Mary. That's it. Now you get a better lift. Yes, beautiful. So please remember your hands are always interlaced behind your head, your skull, never behind your neck. Okay, change the direction. Excellent, and rest on your back. Okay, so we're going to come back to bending your right knee, left leg long, and you're going to lean on your left forearm, left elbow. That's why I'm doing it kind of in front of you. It's a little hard. Turn your face to the left. Wrap the right arm around your head so that your left elbow is directed towards your right knee. And from here, you're going to lift your left leg, you're going to start to do circles. You start one direction, and then you're going to do the other direction. And about 4 or 5 circles into it, you start to feel your core. Right? Change the direction. Excellent. Okay. Come all the way up to sitting again. Still turning your face to the left. Left hand is by the left leg. And now we're going to go back to what we started with. The right elbow coming towards the left knee. And see if it's a little easier to fold forward, to get that right elbow to even maybe touch the knee or even start to think of touching the floor to the outside of the left knee. And you can move the left hand. So that can move around to help you bend forward. Beautiful. So you go down and come up. Excellent. So remember, your right leg is bent. That's it, Lynn. Beautiful. Nice, Bonnie. Excellent. And then coming back to the very first movement, let's bring your right hand with your right leg, with your left hand next to you. And now let's... right? Isn't that amazing? Lighter, Mary? Are we getting lighter? Excellent. Change legs. Come back down to the forearm. Turn your face to the right. Okay? And now you're going to lean on the forearm and you're going to lift this right leg. And you're going to start to make circles. And again, you feel into about the second or third circle the engagement of the trunk, the core. You change the direction of the circles, right? So you're able to breathe while your core is engaged. You can inhale, you can exhale, you swallow, you talk. Beautiful. Okay, come all the way up to the hand, still keeping your left arm wrapped around so that the left elbow is bent towards your straight leg, which is your right leg. The left leg is bent now. And you bring yourself forward, right? So you're rounding forward in your back, bringing that left elbow down to the right knee, to the outside of the right knee. And again, you can move your right hand to support the bending forward. Beautiful. Then you come back up to sitting, and we're going to bring the left hand back to the left knee, right hand lightly next to you, and lifting the right leg. Beautiful. And rest on your backs. Notice your inhalation and your exhalation. And even in a resting state, can you sense that there's an engagement with your core now? There's a presence there, right? I mean, so some people really think that they have to pre-tighten to engage the core. But the normal engagement is to occur through these different directions of movement, right? I mean, just think, it's like if we had to think about swallowing, we'd all be dead by now, or think about breathing. So there's certain aspects of our nervous system that automatically respond or become involved. Does that make sense? And sometimes if we interject thinking that we need to do something about it, we actually mess up the natural organization. Like if you started just focusing on, okay, it's now time to swallow, and made yourself swallow when you think you're supposed to swallow, you would mess up the natural organization for your swallowing. And that's what happens when people are taught, tighten your core and hold it, right? Because you're feeling through all these movements, it engages appropriately. Yeah? Does that make sense? Kind of? Yes, no?
Yeah.
Okay, so this time you're going to come up to leaning on your forearms. And we're going to have the left knee bent, the right leg straight. And we're going to start to make circles. So what's really cool, right, about this work and what we're doing today is, so in some ways what you do is you're tricking the brain, right? So the brain is focusing right now on the circle and the leg so that the core can naturally engage. Change the direction. So you find that the longer that the leg is doing the circles, the more that the core has to become engaged. If it's not, then you go to your hip flexor, and that's where we want you to stay away from. Okay, let's pause, change legs, bend the right, and so as soon as you lift the left leg, core, not hip. But see, you don't have to tell it to happen, right? I mean, I just think it's the coolest thing that we can talk, breathe, swallow, chew. Just think of eating. So extraordinarily complex. Change the direction again, right? That you're chewing, you're swallowing, all this stuff is going on. We have conversations, right? Imagine if you had to think that through. Rest on your back. If you really had to think that through, it'd just be totally impossible. So there's an organic organization. And sometimes we've been taught things that actually are disruptive of that organic organization. Okay, so let's come up to sitting again. Right leg long, right hand next to you. Wrap the left arm around your head, but first turn your face to the right. And we're going to go back to this movement of lifting your leg and folding the left elbow together. And then can you hold your leg up here and do a few circles? And then change the direction. Lower your leg. And now let's bend yourself forward again. Bringing that left elbow once again to the right knee, even to the outside. And then you're going to start to make a circle with your left elbow, going to the outside of the knee, down your shin, inside of the knee, up towards the thigh, really lengthening out this back. Change the direction. Excellent. Rest on your back. Change the legs when you come up to sitting, so the right leg is bent. Your left leg long, left hand next to you. Turn your head over towards the left. Bring first of all the right elbow down to the left knee. Right, then you're going to lift up the left knee, bring it towards, or left leg towards the right elbow. And then we're going to make circles. And again, you feel the engagement of your core, not your hip flexor. The minute you feel your hip flexor, put your leg back down and fold yourself forward. And then you start to make a circle with your right elbow around your left knee. Changing the direction. Beautiful. Good. Pause. Let's lean on both forearms, both legs long. Okay? And we're going to just alternate. Lift the right leg and the left. How's that feeling? Really light now. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, let's rest on your back. Okay, so in one last time, let's have you go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and let's just return to that earlier movement of tilting your pelvis from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Right, just feeling how that is. And even again in this movement, right, there's a feeling of engagement with the core. Right, I think one of the most important things about this lesson is, again, getting the organic turn on to be happening with your core. So you feel it there, it's in the background, right, as you're tilting the pelvis now. Beautiful. And then go ahead and straighten your legs to rest, noticing now how you're resting on the floor, how those four dots and four points are, how your rectangle lines up. Noticing your breath and your breathing. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Feel the greater ease in rolling your head now to each side by us bending it forward, having the support of the hand around your head. Beautiful. And then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side, come to sitting and standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.